live in a very hectic society. Most all of us have more things to get done than we have time for. We live in a time when we want instant results at whatever we're doing, whether working on a project or going on a trip. When problems arise, we feel frustration and lose something God doesn't want us to lose, our patience. This afternoon, I'd like to look at some areas we may have our patience tested in and how Jesus Christ exhibited patience while sometimes under great pressure. The feast offers many opportunities to practice patience because no matter how much care we take in planning, problems will arise to test our Christian character in the area of patience. What is patience? Well, I have more time with that vent blowing things here. What is patience? Unger's defines patience as that calm and unruffled temper with which the good man bears the evil of life, whether they proceed from persons or things. We read God's definition of patience in 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 4. He states, "Love suffers long and is kind." Or another way of saying it, God love suffers long and is kind. Being patient doesn't mean we have to be placid like a old barnyard milk cow, you know, never taking action when it's needed. We are to stand up for our rights, but in the correct way. Jesus gives us many good examples of patience. Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, the 13th chapter, please. Luke 13. And we'll read verses 6 through 9. Luke 13 and verse 6. He also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and it came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, "Look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and found none. Cut it down. Why does it use up or waste the ground?" But he answered and said to him, "Sir, let it alone this year also until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well. But if not, after that you can cut it down." I really don't think I need to comment on this parable. While we're in the Gospel of Luke, let's turn back to the 9th chapter, Luke 9. Here we have another example of how Jesus showed patience under a pressure situation. Luke 9, and we'll read verses 51 through 56. Luke 9, verse 51. "Now it came to pass, when the time had come for him to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face. And as they went, they entered a village of the Samaritans to prepare for him. But they did not receive him, because his face was set for the journey to Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, 'Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, just as Elijah did?' But he turned and rebuked them and said, 'You do not know what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them.' And they went to another village." The disciples were tired. And when the town wouldn't take them in, their patience snapped. And they wanted to bring fire down on them. But Jesus loved the people and was patient with them. The day before Jesus was to die the most horrible death imaginable, Peter was arguing about taking off the sandals of Jesus. Jesus was under an enormous amount of pressure, knowing full well what was to come. Now the carnal-minded person would have blown his cool and shouted at Peter, telling him to shape up, get with the program. But Jesus was patient and explained quietly to Peter what he had to do. Brethren, the feast is almost here. And whether we've attended many times or whether this is our first feast, we need to be reminded that we're leaving our regular routine for a different one, one that at times will test our patience. If we look at some areas that can cause us problems, perhaps we can be ready to meet the challenge and keep our patience. First, our children. Our relationship with our children is the same as we have between us and God the Father. Many times our children don't see the overall picture as we do, and thus their desires can conflict with our plans. Do we treat them in a patient and loving way when they cause problems? Packing. I don't know how you are about packing, but I seem to always go overboard. Although the feast is only 8 days, I pack enough for a month. And as usual, Murphy's Law, I manage to forget something. But that's okay. I'm determined not to let this ruin my feast. Driving. This is the true test of patience, especially in Southern California. The loss of patience here can kill you, your family, and others. Don't drive when you're overly tired or stressed out. Make frequent stops to rest. Alternate drivers if possible. Housing. Plan for problems with motel accommodations. With a large number of brethren making reservations, some mistakes are bound to happen. Be patient and work with the management. They're trying to please. They want our repeat business. Restaurants. Here again, we have perhaps a large number of hungry brethren converging on a particular restaurant that may not be used to serving that many people at a short time. And for some reason, when we're hungry, really hungry, our patient light begins to grow dim, and we say things we normally wouldn't say. Remember, we are ambassadors of God and what the Church of the Eternal God is all about. Think before you speak. Parking and seating. I lump these two together because Murphy's Law. We're always going to be told to park in an area we don't like, or seated in an area that's not satisfactory. Live with it. It's only 8 days. And think of it as character development. Brethren, when your patience starts to wear thin, ask the question, do I want God to be patient with me? Let's turn to Psalm 103, please. Psalm 103. And we'll read verses 3 through 11. Psalm 103 and verse 3. Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from destruction? Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. Now that's comforting. Why is God so patient with us? Verse 14 tells us, he knows our frame. He remembers we are dust. Or another way of saying it, he understands our constitution. Have you ever thought of why we have to develop patience? Let's turn to Romans, the 5th chapter, please. Romans 5. And we'll read verses 3 and 4. Romans 5 and verse 3. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance or endurance, and perseverance character, and character hope. The answer is, we can't be in the God family without it. Brethren, this feast, plan to be patient before you get to the feast. Ask God for help in this area. And remember, as you exhibit patience in stressful situations, you'll be setting a positive, godly example for your family and for those around you. So let's all enjoy this feast with the new maturity exhibiting patience brings you.